Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters, on this very special evening here in the United Kingdom, where every household has extinguished its electric lights and have lit a candle to commemorate the 100-year war, the First World War, where over 1 million servicemen and women lost their lives. Almost the same amount were missing, and of which 11 of my grandmother's brothers from Glasgow were lost, killed in action, away from home. So this special service, this commemoration of those courageous young men and women who gave their lives for our peace and freedom, we commemorate their life. We commemorate the gift of their freedom in death. So let us remember them. And all around me in our village here in the South Lakes, all the houses and cottages are in darkness with just a lighted candle to symbolize their love and respect. Join us, and let us not forget those who gave their life that we might be free. Let us be still now.
Thank you.
Wake up, O people, the Lord is very near. Wake up and stand for the Lord. Wake up, O people, the Lord is very near. Wake up and stand for the Lord. Your saving Lord is near. Wake up. His glory will appear. Wake up. Your hour of grace is nearer than it ever was. The night of sin has passed. Wake up. The light is near at last. Wake up. The day star Christ, the Son of God, will soon appear. Wake up, O people. The Lord is very near. Wake up and stand for the Lord. Wake up, O people. The Lord is very near. Wake up and stand for the Lord. To live in love and peace, wake up. To let all quarrels cease, wake up. To live that all you do may stand the light of day. Wake up, O people, the Lord is very near. Wake up and stand for the Lord. Wake up, O people, the Lord is very near. Wake up and stand for the Lord. That Christ may be your shield, wake up. That death to life may yield, wake up. That heaven's gate be opened wide again for you, wake up.
Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
light of the stars to celebrate this 100th year anniversary, the people of our land have united together to demonstrate their love, where 1 in 6 families 100 years ago lost a loved one, where PALS, the Accrington PALS, where many groups of young men went to fight for their country and never returned. We salute them, Lord God. We salute their spirit, their bravery, their tenacity as we come here to celebrate their life at the tomb of the unnamed soldier in Westminster Abbey. And I send love, light and blessing to the world when 100 years on we still haven't learned the lesson where countries are at war, where families are at war. How fickle the mind that we forget the price that our ancestors paid for our freedom. Forgive us. Forgive us our complacency and our stubbornness of heart. Help us to repent and learn. And let not the lives of those almost 2 million young men and women be lost in vain. Where they gave their tomorrow, where they gave their yesterday for our tomorrow. Father, Mother, God, forgive us. For we have become a consumer-driven nation, and where many have even lost their love of God. I hold this night in tribute to my 5 great uncles, my grandmother's brothers, whom I never met but told a lot about, and the youngest was only 14. Lord, have mercy on their souls. Let their light shine on us so that we never forget the horror of war, and that the living suffered, where young wives pregnant with children, young mothers, parents, brothers and sisters found it difficult to mourn because they had no closure. Until many years later, Father, Mother, God, teach us to repent of our selfishness, our greed, our materialism. Bring to us a simple faith where less is more, and where we see you in the heart of every child of God, regardless if they be Jewish, Muslim, Christian or Buddhist, Hindu or Sikh, be they black or white. Help us to embrace you in them. O Father, Mother, God, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer.
Answer me, O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me.
May the God of peace, who transcends all understanding, be in your mind, be in your heart, be in your spirit this time. And let us not forget the price that others paid for our freedom today, that we are free. But sadly, in parts of the world like the Middle East, many are at war. Why? We own nothing, we take nothing with us. For everything that God has given to us is on loan. We cannot take our houses, our posh cars, our jewelry with us to the grave. That is pointless. So let us now remember that we are pilgrims on a journey and we travel light, detached from materialism, and where consumerism has its place, but not to be our God. Our God is a God of love, a God who is angry to see men and women killing one another, killing the divine in brothers and sisters. Let us go from here with renewed sentiments of hope, but let there be reparation in our heart for the sins of indifference that we have committed. Indifference, yes. Let us rise up and condemn the atrocities where politicians are failing. Let the mothers of the world unite, mothers who are losing sons and daughters. They have a voice, let us pray for them. the mothers of Palestine and Israel.